are listening to Solar Powered Crew FM at 100.1, the best radio station on the planet. This is Dr. Scott Terry with Mental Health Matters, and today I'm here with my partner,
Rob Hubler.
And I start off by saying we are here as you are here to make a difference. This program is about trying to find ways that we could act in our own lives and in the lives of the world around us. We're here to find ways to have our lives actually work. Often we get stuck in people talking the talk. This program is about walking the walk. It's about finding ways to have our lives really work. Today, we're going to talk about some exciting things that have been happening in our community and some exciting things we've been up to lately. And we're so incredibly glad that you're joining us. This is amazing that you're here today. So kick back and get ready for the ride. Rob, take it away.
Well, last Sunday, we had an amazing event here in Fairfield. At the library, Fairfield Cares had its first event. And we were overwhelmed by the number of people that turned out. The figures vary all the way from 140 up to some are saying 200 people. But it was a wonderful event, and it exemplified the concern that people have in Fairfield for the recent suicides that have occurred here. But the people came, and we had a number of speakers. Scott Terry was one of them. We had Pat McGovern from the Iowa Public Health, the suicide coordinator, prevention coordinator. And then we had two people who spoke that were survivors of attempted suicide. And it was, like I said, a very, very good event. And we really have raised the consciousness of people here in Fairfield, and we have put into action. The people that were there are now going to be, many of them are going to be trained on this coming Thursday night at the First Presbyterian Church at 7:30, trained in suicide awareness training, which is called QPR, Question, Persuade, and Refer, which is a very simple, easily learned process of encountering people that are in that dark place that might be thinking about suicide. That's happening on Thursday night and on Monday night.
Thursday the 18th.
18th and on Monday the 22nd.
So if you're listening to that past then, we will have trainings past that time. And if you're listening before then, come on down. Come and join us. This is important. This is really important. This is, again, not just talking the talk, but getting your butt in action. Getting that we're all here to make a difference in the lives of others. But you're doing that by you becoming proficient in who you need to be. We start being able to make a difference in the lives of others by us being who we need to be. One of the things we'll talk about at some point is about relationships in one of our future shows. And one of the things I think is often missed in couples counseling is that people always focus on the other and getting the other to change, getting my partner to change, if he or she would only be this or do this. But you need to start with you. And you need to start with you in a powerful way and to think what we call systemically. And by you changing, you could get the world around you to change because they then have to respond to who you're now being. This is also true of this training. By you becoming stronger and more knowledgeable of what to do in circumstances, you become more powerful, more centered, more grounded, more focused. And therefore, you're really able to create a dynamic difference in the lives of whoever you're touching. It was a great event. So getting back to the event, it was incredible. It was incredible to see everybody from the mayor on down there with hope in their eyes and looking for that sense of transformation for themselves, for the amount of pain that they've been in, but also for the community. We've all been in so much pain here, so much fear, so much stigma, so much not wanting to deal with things. It's time to stop all that. It's time to stop the judgments, time to stop the stigmas, it's time to get out of the shadows, to stop getting away from all our fears and to go, it's time. It's time for us to take control over our lives, finally. And that's what we're going to start getting into.
And that's what started the Fairfield Cares. Fairfield Cares is a suicide awareness group that has been operating for about 3 months, I think, or so. And it grew out of a concern of a number of individuals about how we are not approaching people who are killing themselves in this community in dealing with the suicides, but also in dealing with preventing suicides and working into the future. So that's what the event was, or that's what the group came about, and we had these events, and we're also going to be having a future event in about 2 weeks, which will be an open forum in which everybody can come and sit down, and we can talk about it, and we can decide what other things Fairfield Cares is going to be doing along the lines of bereavement, or along the lines of an out of the darkness walk, which is a walk and acknowledging people in having suicidal tendencies, and showing that there is that suicide is preventable when there is help available.
And that's what we're going to start doing. Step by step, we're going to tackle all the issues here. But Rob, you said one word, killing themselves, and not suicide. Why is that?
Well, we talk about suicide, and we use the word suicide in a way that is almost an excuse for killing themselves, which in fact suicide really is. I am personally a suicide attempt survivor. 31 years ago, I went out to kill myself and encountered a person who talked me out of it. And most suicides, people do acknowledge to other people that they are going to have that they are having suicide tendencies. And if those people recognize that, they can take steps to prevent it. Most suicides are preventable.
Fantastic. So it's really looking at, again, how we can do that, how we can be honest with ourselves and take control. One of my little important things that I talk about with every client is looking at, no one makes you a victim. Only you can do that. Like any trauma, being a victim is not about what happened. It's not about the stressors, the pain. It's about what you did to yourself then and what you're going to do to yourself, what you're doing to yourself today. And if you're still there today, if you're still being hurt by somebody or something, it's time to change. It's not just about having hope. It's about having the courage to make a difference, to act. My rabbi told me a long time ago, you can't think your way into right action. You've got to act your way into right thinking.
Very good.
It's time that we start acting. It's time that we get out of this internalization where we take in what somebody else is doing to us and we start creating a difference. And if we're in pain now, now's the time to take back that control. And we can help this. So in terms of the number of things that we're going to look at, we're going to talk about bereavement groups or loss groups that we're looking to set up in this town. We're looking at out of darkness. We're looking at further trainings. We're looking at expanding the notion even of suicide prevention into a larger spectrum of mental health disorders, just like, and combining that with some of the things that we're doing on campus, which I'll tell you about in a minute as well. So hold on to your hats and decide to get your butt in gear, and it's time to make things happen for yourself.
You know, ever since the awareness of the number of suicides that we've had in Jefferson County, there have been a number of people who have stepped up and who have taken action. Jefferson County Health Center now has therapists on call, so that if you come out to the health center and you're having a mental health problem, they can call therapists that will come out there and talk to you. Optimate has stepped up and has each of their therapists are now devoting a certain percentage of their time to people who are in crisis. And there is soon to be opened a crisis house, which have 5 beds for people who need to have need to have supervision. And this house will provide those 5 beds. And then also there's the Jefferson County Mental Health Group, which is a group that works both with the county level, city level, and the professionals, and they are recognizing the need and creating a lot of answers to the problems that we're having right now. So a lot of really exciting things are happening, and that's what we're here for. We're here to talk about those and to get more things going.
Fantastic. An interesting thing that I started my talk with, and I encourage you guys to go to the video and watch the video if you haven't seen it. Rob, where was that video?
It's up on YouTube, and I just Googled it last night. All you have to Google is Fairfield Cares, Fairfield, Iowa, and it comes right up.
Fantastic. All right. One of the things I said is suicide, or killing yourself, cuts across all boundaries. And we have too many boundaries and too many fragmentations in this community, like there are in other communities, wherever you happen to be listening to this. In our community in Fairfield, there are people that are meditators. There's people that are non-meditators. There are people that used to meditate and will never meditate again. There are people that are in other groups. There are people that are farmers. There are people that are from the city. There are people who are using drugs or misusing drugs and finding ways to run away in their life. And there's people that are deeply seeking and finding what new paths for themselves. This cuts across all boundaries. And once we're able to have the honest conversation about why this is happening and who we need to be, then we could start making a difference here.
One of the things that I think we ought to mention and talk about, Scott, is the group that is formed out on the campus, MUM campus. Fairfield Cares is a total county-wide organization. In fact, we go outside the county in some cases. But the people out on MUM campus, they've been taking initiative on this too. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I'm also in charge of this group on campus, which is the Fairfield Jefferson County Mental Health Alliance. We're currently meeting at Dreyer Hall at 7:45 every other Tuesday, so not next Tuesday, whatever that date is, but in 2 weeks, and I'll announce it when we get closer to that. You, who's ever listening, is more than welcome to come. It's really regarding people that are wanting to make a difference. So there's mental health professionals, and there's people that are interested in being advocates and supporting mental health in this community. We are looking at that group of a number of different issues. It has a much broader spectrum of what we're looking to develop. So one of the things is looking for the Transcendental Meditation Movement or organization, and some of the ways that people who are spiritually seeking have a great term that somebody told me the other day, Vedic denial. Not really wanting to get what's going on and to be honest with themselves. And if somebody's bipolar and having a manic episode, that doesn't mean that they're enlightened. It means you're having a manic episode, and that needs to be addressed in a different way. It's all about being pragmatic here. And once you can be honest with yourself, oh, this is what's going on. Maybe it's because of this condition or that condition. Maybe I just need to start exercising more, going to sleep at a normal time, at a healthier time, where the circadian rhythms aren't bugging me as much. We'll have a whole program on sleep, I guarantee it. And, you know, one on exercise and how to get proper exercise, how to create a neurochemistry change, and how I could create a neurochemistry change by diet and nutrition and supplements or by medication. And to stop having the judgments that this technique or that technique is good or bad. Medication, for example, could be good or bad depending on how it's used. Exercise, which is a great tool, everybody in the world would admit it's a great tool, could also be misused and used inappropriately, and it could be a bad thing if you're using it in a way that hurts you. So it's finding the tools and learning how am I applying those tools to make a difference to my life today, step by step.
I think one of the things that I hear you saying, Scott, is that not only are these things we need to do, but we need to be able to acknowledge that we're doing them. We need to break down the stigmas that exist out there that are preventing us from doing it or making us feel ashamed if we aren't doing it the way everybody else seems to think we ought to be doing it.
Absolutely. It's stopping with the shame, stopping with the secrecy. So the point of the group on campus that has been meeting on campus is to break through those stigmas in the TM organization and people here, people who meditate, don't meditate, doesn't matter anymore. Stop with the stigmas. Stop with the secrecy itself is what keeps the pain alive. In Chicago, where I've been a therapist for 20 years, and where I supervise a very large practice called the Arden Counseling Center, where I have 30 therapists and 6 interns currently in Chicago. And I'm there to make a difference in that world as well throughout Chicagoland. When I practiced in Chicago, I'd always meet clients at a cafe or on the beach or in their home or some other environment to get them to integrate what they're learning, what they're growing into with the world that they're currently in. So to deal with their pain without the shame, without the stigma. So if, for example, if I'm meeting with somebody at a cafe, they don't have to be afraid anymore. There's no secrecies. There's no trying to hide from what's going on. But there's a distinction between secrecy and confidentiality. There's, of course, confidentiality. And You can't really do that at a small town cafe, but you can in a big city where nobody knows you and nobody could certainly hear you, could barely hear the person sitting next to you. And so sometimes just getting that, I don't have to be afraid anymore, because it really is about getting rid of that fear, getting rid of that pain. I listened to a wonderful interview the other day between Israelis and Palestinians who had both lost children. There's a wonderful group, Parent Circle, I believe it's called. And they're talking about this common bond they have of fear and pain and letting go of that so that they can make a difference. And in a sense, that's what we all need to do, is find a way where we can make a difference, where we could find a better, bigger purpose in life without this shame, without the stigma. And so I acknowledge you, Rob, for on the radio saying this terrible experience that you had, and to be able to say that out loud without shame and to make it instructive so you could help others. It's just a story. Our stories don't matter. What matters is what are we doing with those stories.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. And it's not, excuse me, it's telling the story not only helps me and when I tell my story, but it also allows other people to the right to tell their story and to talk one-on-one and to talk in peer groups and to really begin to say what's really going on. As you said very early, you know, we begin to really walk the walk and not talk the talk all the time. And when one person speaks up, another says, oh, you know, I've got those kind of feelings, and maybe I ought to be talking about them too. So it's a wonderful way of really bringing, especially with the stigma that we have here in this county on certain things, it's a wonderful way of doing away with that.
And again, I'm going to bring in a term here, a positive feedback loop is what you created. And so not only do you, by telling your story, you can make a difference in the life of somebody else and say, I'm not going to be afraid anymore. I'm sick of being afraid. It's time to be bold and to make a difference. But by doing so and helping another, you're now helping yourself. And by helping yourself, you're now able to help another. And that's where we got to keep coming back to, is creating those positive feedback loops for ourselves instead of the seemingly negative ones that I tell people, you know, when you're in a hole, stop digging. Get out.
Right.
It's time to stop digging and get that something isn't working and let's try something else. And maybe the thing to try is to get a simple formula that I'll go over more later, but to acknowledge fully, what are you experiencing? What are you really experiencing right now? And be honest with yourself. Not being in denial, not being in anything, just be aware. See it, feel it, experience it, be with it for a second. It won't chew you alive. And then get, what are you making that experience mean? Oh, I'm making it mean that I'm good or I'm bad, or this judgment that you are imposing on yourself, just like we all impose on the world around us. And to stop with the judgments, just like we're stopping with the shame. And then go, okay, got it. So that's what I've been making it mean. How about now, what do I want to do about it? Because the focus is not on what I'm experiencing, not on what I'm making it mean, but what am I willing to do about it? What am I willing to create from it? Just like any trauma isn't about what happened to us. It's about what we did with that trauma, what we're now doing with that trauma, and what we want to create with it now. And so today, now, this moment, do something different with it. Create something, some positive feedback loop that I'm going to now shift my life and being. And by doing so, then you could come back to a new experience and a new meaning that you're going to create from that experience, and thus a new action so that your life actually works. And what we're interested here is not about philosophy, but about making life actually work for all of us.
Actually doing something and doing it right.
Absolutely.
You are listening to Solar Powered KRUU at 100.1 FM. And this program is Mental Health Matters. And I'm Rob Hubler, and this is
Scott Terry.
All right. We're back on. And I just wanted to take a moment, Scott, to kind of recognize all the people that stepped up when we did this first suicide awareness event at the public library, because I think it's an indication of what's happening in the county, that it's across the board. Let me just read the sponsors of the event. You've already mentioned Ed Malloy, the mayor of Fairfield, chief of the Fairfield Police, Julie Harvey, Becky Schmitz, the Jefferson County supervisor, Dr. Laurie Knoll, superintendent of the Fairfield Community Schools, who just moved into a house very close to me, and I was talking to her on the street the other day. Reverend Joseph Phipps from the First Presbyterian Church, Pastor Jim DeVries at the New Life Church, Cheryl Bailey at Broadway Counseling Service, Maharishi University of Management, Marjorie Gerber, who is the clinical director at First Resource Corporation, Everybody Whole Foods, which gave us all of the refreshments that we had at the library, Hy-Fee
really
food
nice.
Store. Pardon me?
Very nice.
Yes, it was very, very nice. Second Street Cafe, Bonnie down at Second Street Cafe, KRUU, obviously the radio station we're on now, Revelations Bookstore and Cafe, Golden Butterfly Healing Arts, Lindbergh Chiropractic Clinic, CW Trim Tree Trimming Services, Teresa's Cleaning, Ardent Counseling Service, Tom Allen Construction, Optime Life Services, and there were others that I'm sure that I've forgotten. But it gives you an idea that from the big to the little, and from every kind of business in town, that we're really getting the support we need to really address this issue of suicide.
And again, we're getting back to the point of cutting across boundaries. The training, for example, is going to be at the First Presbyterian Church on Main Street, which is incredible. And it's so nice of them to invite us to be there. Again, this is not transcendental meditation group, a non-transcendental meditation group, former people, current people, we're transcending all those boundaries. We're getting past all this, those boundaries. And to mention this from the other side, for example, on campus at MUM, we're going to be having a seminar that's going to be offered by Counseling and Psychological Health Services. What's amazing about this, again, is who's going to be there and what we're doing. But what I want the listeners to hear is that because it's on campus doesn't mean that it's those people. There is no those people anymore. We have to stop with this. People are dying, and it's time to get down to business. People are dying, and we've got to stop this. Just like no more secrets, it's time to be honest, and no more judgments about this group or that group or anybody. Whoever can help us make a difference, that's what we're doing. So at this meeting on campus, which everyone is invited to, Craig Pearson, who's the executive vice president, will be there. Jim Davis, who's the director of the on-campus clinic. Veronica Butler, certified in family mental health, will be there, who has a practice outside of Fairfield. I will be there, who has a practice in town and, as I said, mostly in Chicagoland. And I am here to make a difference as well, obviously. Jonathan Shapiro, who's a counseling psychologist, over 25 years experience, great background. Pat Barrett as well, and others. This is an initial seminar to get things going. And again, to say no more stigmas, no more we're against mental health. We're all doing what needs to get done.
That really sounds terrific. It is. And you know, one of the, I first came to Fairfield in 1969. Now, I'm a graduate of Parsons College. And at that time, I was very active. It was the anti-war, anti-Vietnam War era. And I was very active in the anti-war. And one of the things that what was called the Fairfield people, Fairfield Citizens Concern for Peace, was that we bridged the gap between the campus and the town, what we call the town and gown. And that's one of my major goals, is that we really need to be working to see that we're all part of one community and we're all the same. We just have different ways of looking at other things.
And different ways of acting. And right. We could all learn from each other. And that's where we're going with this whole program. I'm so glad you stayed with us today. And we will be doing shows weekly. We're excited to have you come on board. We want you to email us for shows in the future. And there will be many shows. Some will be practical on exercise, diet, sleep. Some will be more regarding counseling practices of how to deal with couples and making your relationship better. Some will be dealing with specific issues like depression or anxiety. Some will be looking at mental health through the eyes of what politically can be done, for example, to support mental health issues. Either way, we want your input. Please email us and stay tuned.
You're listening to Solar Powered KRUU at 100.1 FM, and this is Mental Health Matters.
Mental Health Matters with Dr. Terry. Thank you so much, and stay tuned.